You're listening to SBS News.
Douglas Egan served two tours of Afghanistan between 2012 and 2013. His Anzac Day would usually start with a reflective dawn service, followed by a big breakfast with former comrades.
Traditionally, Anzac Day is very social. You get to see friends and family that you wouldn't normally see throughout the year, you know, that make the trip down, or that, you know, you just work too far apart and in today's modern life.
But due to social isolation, this annual catch-up and chance to check in on one another can't happen this year. So Mr. Egan and his mates plan to catch up over the phone.
Making sure that we're all okay and all still doing all right if anyone needs a hand. It's a little bit more difficult this year because you can't actually go and see them, but, you know, just being there for someone can be all the difference.
Instead of taking part in a parade, RSL New South Wales Acting President Ray James is encouraging Australians to call a veteran this Anzac Day to check in.
All we can do is ring them up by phone and talk to them, and talk to them as long as you need to, because this is a lonely time, because they will be missing their mates that they normally meet up with.
Another way to join in the Anzac spirit is to tune in to a dawn service on Saturday from your driveway, veranda or balcony from 6 a.m. The service will be streamed online and broadcast on local radio. Many street-side services will include a rendition of The Last Post, with amateur and professional musicians playing in their neighbourhood. In Brisbane, 9-year-old Lily O'Connell has taught herself to play The Last Post on trombone.
It was tricky because I'm used to going fast when I'm playing music, but you have to go nice and slow.
Her family has made cardboard wreaths to remember her great-uncle Len, who fought in the Second World War. The retired corporal died last year, aged 99.
It's important because they fought for us so that we can do all this stuff now and do what we're doing right now.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.